So was yesterday's session okay? Was
it okay?
Yeah, talking about seeing God rightly, having revelation of Jesus Christ. That the world is in desperate need of witnesses, witnesses of God. Again, we want to call people to a God that we really know and that we really possess ourselves. I truly believe that once Christians start being real Christians, it will provoke many people to believe in Him. That the gospel starts with us first and then it spreads to everyone else. Hallelujah. We talked about how as we see God rightly, as we have revelation of Jesus, we know our purpose as the church. We know our value as Christians. And we walk in power that God gives us. He really does. Now, before I call my sister up to share a dream that she had, a vision that she had, I want to share a story from a missionary that I've known for a long time, but I met with him yesterday before coming here. He lives in India, and he's reaching Hindu people in India. He started sharing stories to provoke our faith. And he said every Sunday, him and his wife and his children, they go visit a fellow pastor at his home. And they said the home is so small that when they go, they all must stand and eat their food. In the house, in the living room, the bathroom, everything is all together. And he says on Sunday, this small home can comfortably sit 50 people every Sunday. So as he's sharing, I can feel the unbelief and the logic trying to tell me that this is not real. I can feel my heart feeling really cold and really dull as he's telling me these miracles. And as he's sharing, I'm starting to weep because I want to believe. The Bible says that our flesh is so weak, but our spirits are willing.
我们身体讲到我们的血肉好像很软弱，但我们心里很愿意。
So he's talking and I'm crying because I'm like, God, wake up, awaken my heart to believe that miracles are possible still today.
当他在说的时候，我心里面在呼求说，神啊，让我相信神迹在今天还是在那里的。
So then he says, his pastor, his friend, his wife wakes up every morning in their small home on Sunday. She wakes up on Sunday in her small home. And she puts her hand on one side and her other hand on this side of her home. And she says, God, stretch my home so we can have church in our home today. And the home starts to open up. And in a place where there's no Christians, there's no church, they're able to have church and their people come. 50 people come and they can sit down comfortably and eat their food. And after the service is over and people leave the house, it becomes back normal. Let's clap for God, amen.
Wow.
Listen, God is able.
神是能够的。
And sometimes as we live in America, in our comfortable Christian American life, sometimes
当我们在美国这样安舒的一个地方的时候,
it's very difficult for us to believe God to do the impossible a lot of times.
对我们来相信说神能做不可能的是有点困难。
In some villages I go to in Africa, if mom is sick, I cannot go to Walmart to buy her something.
在那个非洲的村落里面，妈妈生病的时候，没有办法到沃尔玛去买药。
If somebody is dying of cancer, they cannot go to a hospital to see what's wrong.
他们有癌症快死了，他不能到医院去看到底发生什么事情。
So these African Christians, they have to believe that God is their medicine, that God is their help, that God is their doctor and healer.
所以这些基督徒在非洲，他们必须要相信神是他们的帮助，神是他们的医治，神是他们可以帮助他们的。
Hallelujah. And as he's sharing this story, I'm asking God, God, lift dullness off of my heart today. I don't want to be one that says, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to my mind. I don't want to believe. I want to believe that God is able to raise the dead, heal the sick. He's able to open up somebody's tongue so that they can have church. He's able to do it no matter what logic or what the world is
saying.
Oh, we need Amen. Faith in the house of God. We need faith
here.
Every time I come back to America, the other day I was weeping because... Can I be honest today? Can I be real with you today? You know, in Africa, people help each other so much. Definitely the Christians, they lay down their lives for one another. And I was here in America, and somebody asked me if I could drive them somewhere.
那在这里问我说，我可以带他们去哪里，开车到哪哪哪到哪里？
And the first thing that came to my mind was, do you have some gas money for me to take you?
第一个想的是，你有那个油钱给我带你去吗？
And this is a fellow Christian brother and sister.
这是基督徒的弟兄姐妹。
And I asked myself, I said, God, what is that inside of me?
我在跟神说，神啊，在我里面到底是什么？
I'm able to bless and serve a brother and sister, and yet I'm thinking about myself. I have no need for gas money. I have gas card. I'm okay. So why can I inconvenience myself to be a blessing to my brother and sister in Christ?
So
my friend is standing there and I start crying like a baby. And then they say, I don't want to ride today, brother. It's okay because you seem like there's some things happening.
弟兄都说没关系，你不用带我去，你看起来好像有点事情。And
I had to get out the car and I had to pray, God, kill that desire to be convenienced inside of me.
我要跟神祷告说，杀掉我里面那个只想要方便的东西。The
Bible says that the believers, when they gathered, they had everything in common.
那个圣经里讲到，这些圣徒聚在一起的时候，彼此共用他们的东西。
That they sold their possessions that their brother and sister may not be in need.
他们卖掉他们有的东西，来供应那些需要的弟兄姐妹。
That just because they had extra money did not mean they went to go buy new shoes because their other ones were outdated or very old.
Oh, sorry, one more time.
I'm saying that when they had extra money, they didn't just spend it on themselves or their comfort.
没有花在他们自己的舒服去买新的鞋子。
They laid down their lives for one another. How do you feel?
他为彼此舍下他们的生命。
And I don't know about you, but I want to walk in what the Bible has for us. I want to walk as these Christians did in the Word.
我不知道你怎么样，但对我来说，我要走在这个圣经里面讲的那个生命里面。
That if there's so much more available, I won't leave God alone until I see it or feel it manifest in my life. And every time I come back to America is when I struggle the most, you know. That convenience, that come have a good life, come let everything be so good for you and you don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
When my Bible tells me that everyone who desires to live a good life, they will suffer. That if you want to be a Christian, you must deny yourself, you must pick up your cross, and you must follow Jesus. God, wake me up from my sleep, Lord. I want to follow you, God. Not when it's just comfortable, God, but even if I'm inconvenienced, I want to be a follower of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not even preaching about this today. It's just on my heart. I don't know why. Amen.
Amen.
The bottom line is this. God has more for us as Christians, okay? Just a real quick testimony. I've had something called malaria. I've had malaria 7 times, okay? I've had something called typhoid fever. I've had it 2 times. One time I was preaching, and after I finished preaching, I fainted on the stage because the pain was too much. And not just that, I've seen people with sickness and disease that seemed like their life was over.
不是，我看到有一些人生病，他们好像生命快要结束。
And I'm not saying this out of pride. I'm saying this with real honesty in my heart.
我不是用骄傲来讲，是从我里面诚实跟你分享。
Okay, well, the first time I got malaria, I was very upset with God.
我第一次得到疟疾的时候，我对神很生气。
I was like, God, why do I gave up Chick-fil-A, I gave up my family, why am I sick with this thing?
我放下Chick-fil-A，我放下我家里来到这里，我为什么还得到疟疾呢？
You think it's a joke, but when you eat Chick-fil-A, you feel pain.
Amen.
That is the worst chicken. So the first time with malaria, I was very discouraged. But the other times, I found myself being very thankful to God. And not just thankful that I had pain. No, it wasn't that. I was thankful because with malaria, I was able to see something in God. That I wasn't able to really see when everything was going perfect in my life. Because I've had malaria, I had to believe God to heal me. So when we sing songs on here, we say, God, you're the healer. The reason why I jump up and down and I go crazy. I've experienced him in that way as healer, as provider. That suffering for his sake does not always feel good to the flesh. But when you encounter and when you taste Jesus in the midst of your suffering, nothing else is better than that. Everyone, all Christians say, I want to see God as provider. I want to see God as healer. But just don't let me get sick, God. Just don't let my bank account be empty, but I want to see you do things for me. Oh, Jesus, help us on today, God. We want to burn for you, God. Give us the right perspective in our suffering, God. Give us an eternal vision, God. That these sufferings are only for a moment. But we will be with you for all eternity, God. Thank you for my trials, Lord. Because in them, I get to see you as my Father. I get to see you as my healer. I get to see you open up a house so that people can come in fellowship. I get to see you be God in my life because things are not going my way. Help us not not be offended with your leadership, God. Help us not be offended with how you lead us, Father. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we trust you. You know, life has started to be hard for some of you in this room. And I just want to say that I'm sorry. I know things are not easy. I know people don't value you the way that you desire to be valued. I know there's some people that they've broken your heart, they've hurt you. Things are difficult right now. But I beg of you to ask God to help you to see Him in the difficulty. Some of my favorite Christians in the world, they're my favorite because of the things that they've overcome because of Jesus. I don't relate to people that says God just wants to give you a car and a beautiful wife and things to be great. I don't connect with that. I connect with people that says our home is too small and we got to believe God to spread the walls open so that we can worship Him. I connect with people that say I've been abandoned by the world, I've been abandoned by mother and brother, but God has been enough for me. So let me say, my message today is not to just encourage you to have a better life. I'm sorry, I cannot do that. My message is not even that God is going to make everything better for you. My message is that He can encounter you in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your pain. And we're going to get set free today. We're going to get set free today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I want Kayla to share this with me because I really felt like it's the Lord. Like I'm.
Hi, I'm Kayla. 大家好, 我叫Kayla。 Yesterday during worship, the Lord gave me a vision.
昨天在敬拜的时候, 神给我一个意象。
And in the vision, Jesus was in the middle of a bright white spotlight.
在这个意象里面, 耶稣在一个很大很亮光里面。
And everyone in this room was in the space with me.
In the space with me. Okay. 所有的在这聚会的人都在那个空间里面。
And we all saw Jesus.
我们都看见了耶稣。
And when we saw him, some ran to him.
我们看见他的时候，我们就有人跑向他。
But there were many that stood still.
但有些还站在那里。
And I asked the Lord what kept people from running to him.
那我问神说，为什么有些人停在那里，没有跑向耶稣呢？
And the Lord said the enemy has lied to them.
神说，因为仇敌对他们说了谎。
And they are believing the lies.
他们相信仇敌的谎言。
And I asked God what those lies were.
我问神说这些谎言是什么?
And He showed me a few different reasons.
他告诉我几个原因。
One reason was that His people felt like they would be rejected by Him.
那有一些人觉得说他们是被神拒绝的。
That they had love for God and they were afraid when they went to God, He would reject them.
他们爱神，但他们觉得到神面前会被神拒绝。
Another reason was they felt shame for things they had done.
那有一些人是觉得，因为他们过去做了一些事情，感觉到很羞愧，来到他面前。
And they knew the spotlight that Jesus would standing in would expose the darkness.
他知道那个耶稣所产生出的亮光会把他里面的黑暗给带出来。
But I felt the Lord say that light exposes darkness.
那我感觉到那个光会把那黑暗显明出来。
But you will not be rejected.
但你不会被拒绝的。
And the Lord told me to look up Hebrews 4.
神告诉我看希伯来书第四章。
And it says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
That we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
And I feel like that's what God is saying is His desire for us, that we may all run to Him.
神的心意是让每个人都跑向他
And I feel like He is saying, you can love me as much as you want.
他在这里要告诉大家，就是你可以尽你所能来爱他，你想要爱他多少就爱他。
And he's saying, because I will always love you more.
因为我会把更多的爱给你。
So Jesus,
所以耶稣
allow us to see you rightly.
让我们可以看见你真正的所是。
Prepare our hearts to receive this message.
预备我们的心来领受这个道。
Expose any darkness that is in us.
显明出我们里面的黑暗。
And we know that you are not rejecting us.
我们知道你不会拒绝我们。
But you are purifying us.
你会来洁净我们。
You are sanctifying us.
你会来使我们成为圣洁。
And you are making your church ready.
你要预备你的教会预备好。
You are making your church holy.
你要使你的教会成为圣洁。
I break off the lie and shame that the enemy is putting on your people.
我断开仇敌在我们身上放的这些谎言跟这些欺骗。
I break off the fear of rejection.
我断开那个害怕被拒绝的害怕。
And I ask for your love to be seen, felt, and known.
我祷告你的爱可以被感受到，被经历到。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
So we're going to do, I won't speak long, I want us to do some ministry time.
我不会讲太久，我们需要有一段服事时间。
This, I feel like this is very important.
我觉得这是很重要的。
Because we all struggle with something, right?
我们每个人都有一些挣扎的东西。
And what the enemy will come and say is, as you're trying, the enemy or your struggle will make you feel like you need to run away from God instead of to God.
从一来就是要让你就这是耶稣在那里的时候，让你不跑向他，跑远了，就是离开他。
It's difficult for us to even worship because we feel like we're so weighed down by our struggles and some of our compromises.
有些人真的觉得没办法敬拜，因为我们好像在很多地方妥协，有些东西在缠累我们。
But this is why Christianity is so beautiful because we get to come to God with all of our brokenness, all of our ashes, and He makes us beautiful.
你知道这最美丽的地方就是我们不管多破碎，我们多么像灰烬一样，我们可以跑到他面前，他使我们成为美丽。
He forgives us and He sets us free. Hallelujah.
他赦免我们，他使我们得自由。
Let me say this. Muslims and people that don't believe will come to know and believe in God because of what He's doing in our lives personally.
很多不信的人会来跑向这位神，就是因为他们看见神在我们身上的生命中的工作。
That we can run towards Him with all of our insecurity, all of our brokenness, and God is saying, "Come to Me," and He's not rejecting us.
我们可以带着我们的破碎、我们的不安全感到他面前，他不会拒绝我们的。
And listen, we can say amen, but we can work, we can be so far away from God.
你知道吗？有时候我们可以说是的，但是我们却这么的遥远。
Definitely me, even me, when I'm struggling, when I'm going through things, the first thing that comes in my mind is that God wants to reject me, I'm going to hell.
我有时候在挣扎的时候，我也会这么想说，神就是拒绝我，我应该去地狱。
when that is not his heart. He's saying, come to me, I will give you rest. I will heal you. I will comfort you in your brokenness. Jesus. Okay, so I feel led to read Zechariah. Zechariah chapter
3.
Lord, we want freedom from our guilt and shame, God. Lord, you say in the word that you came for the sick. Lord, you say in your word that you dwell with the broken, God. That you dwell with those who are contrite or humble in their heart. Lord, come and break off the lie that we're too broken for you, Lord.
Oh, 主啊, 来断开这些谎言, 觉得我们太破碎了,
come and break off the guilt that hinders us from loving you with our whole heart. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
again, this is probably a familiar scripture that I'm going to read, but I pray that God will breathe them in afresh for us. Again, I rebuke all distractions in Jesus' name. Lord, I come against a spirit of heaviness or guilt. And I'm asking for faith to know that you are bigger than our struggles and our sins, God. That you are a God who blesses vulnerability and honesty. You reject our sin, but you do not reject us, God. You make us beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Alright,
hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 3, starting in verse 1. And the Lord put this in my heart as Kayla was sharing. That's my desire, is that we will encounter God. Not just good preaching or speaking skills or none of this stuff. We want to meet Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want this to be another church retreat where we lead the same. We want to be transformed. And I'm okay with being transformed by myself because I'm hungry, y'all. I'm thirsty for God's righteousness in my life. I don't want to preach at you. I want to learn with you.
Alright,
let's do this. Holy Spirit, read on your word. So it says this. Zechariah 3:1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. So you have Joshua the high priest. In the New Testament, we're called the priestliness of Christ. Amen. That we are priests as Christians.
对,
so Joshua the priest, he's a Christian. He's standing before the angel of the Lord.
就是约书亚,
just like me and you coming to stand before God in worship, right? And we're here trying to worship, and there's Satan right on the side of us, accusing us before the presence of God. And we're here singing, your love never fails and never gives up. And then the accuser saying, you know you don't mean it, right? You know how you talk, you know how you talked to your wife yesterday. You know the things that you lusted for yesterday. And he's accusing you about all the mistakes that you've made. As you're standing in the presence of God. Let's go to verse
2.
And the Lord said to Satan,
耶和华向撒旦说,
the Lord rebuke you, O Satan.
耶和华撒旦啊,
the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗?
Joshua is standing there, Satan is accusing him before God. And most of us will think God will be like this. Oh, you're nasty, you're dirty, you're ugly, you need to get right or you're going to go to hell.
那你大家都会觉得神会说你这么糟糕，你这么烂，你去地狱吧。
Most of us do not believe that the Lord would defend us before our accuser Satan.
很多人不相信神会在仇敌面前为我们责备仇敌。
So we do not go to God in our brokenness because we think that God is like our earthly father or he's like an earthly judge who may not be fair or nice to us all the time.
很多人在破碎的时候回到神面前，因为就想到我们的父神就跟我们地上爸爸一样弄糟了，他不会帮助我们。
But look what God says. The Lord rebuke you, Satan.
耶和华责备你,
the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem.
那位拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华。
Well, in this Bible, you will see many mistakes that Israel made.
How God,
he parted the sea, he did many miracles in their life, and yet they still rejected him. And God is saying, I rebuke you, O Satan, because I have chosen Jerusalem in spite of their sins and their mistakes. I plucked them from the fire.
我把他们从火中抽出来。
You've been plucked from the fire.
你把神把你从火中抽出来。
You've been redeemed because of the blood of Christ.
你被买赎回来是因为耶稣的宝血。
Yes, Satan is there accusing you. Oh, you used to be gay. You used to do this. Oh, you even did this yesterday. You can't even praise God because there's so much accusation and guilt on your shoulders.
从你在你旁边一直控告你说，你看你以前是同性恋，你看你做过什么事，很多很多的这样的控告在你的肩膀上面压把你压下来。
And this is what God will say to your accusers today. I rebuke you. This is a person, this is my son and daughter that I have chosen. I plucked them from the fire. Don't let your mistakes and your family history and all these things stop you from being with or being set free because God has set you free. Let's go to the next verse. Verse
3.
Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. Everybody say filthy garments. Let's say it together. Filthy garments.
Filthy garments.
So Satan is there accusing Joshua. God is now rebuking and standing up for Joshua.
Say sorry.
God is rebuking Satan and he's standing up for Joshua. But then we see something in verse 3 that makes us feel something. It says, now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments. This could mean that at what Satan is accusing Joshua about could actually be the truth. So this means that Satan accusing Joshua is not necessarily wrong because he do have filthy garments on, right? We make mistakes. We choose the world sometimes before we choose God. Sometimes we're agreeing with the lies of the enemy more than we are agreeing with the blood of Jesus Christ. He's standing before God and he's clothed with dirty clothes. He's made mistakes in his life. And Satan is there simply saying, God, I'm accusing him because look, he has on dirty clothes. He makes mistakes. He has fallen short of your glory. I'm not even bringing a false accusation per se because look at your servant. Look at the Christian. He's filthy.
人家仇敌说：“你看看这个人这么肮脏，我带来给你的控告不是错误的控告。”
And I like this story because before it says that he was clothed, soon as Satan comes with the accusation, God is already defending Joshua in spite of his filthy garments. Let's go to the next verse. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, remove the filthy garments from him. Now, I don't see go and try to become a better Christian and then come back and I will forgive you. I don't see the angel say, you need to now work really hard because you're making so many mistakes and I can't forgive you unless you do a better job as a Christian. All I see is simply remove the dirty clothes. Remove the family history, the mistakes that the family's made. Remove the insecurities and the guilt and the doubt that you're carrying because you think that God is not bigger than your sin. There is nothing for Joshua to perform or do because the angel simply said, listen, take off the dirty clothes. Then it says, and to him he said, behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, remove the filthy garments from him. And remove the filthy garments from him. Oh, and to him he said, behold, I have taken away your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with pure garments.
就讲到说,
then I said, in verse 5, and I said, let him put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord was standing by. From even with Kayla's vision, some of us need to see how God defends for us and takes up for us in spite of our insecurities and our mistakes. It almost sounds too good to be true. Some of us, we struggle with unbelief with this. Because when you made a mistake in your family, they all judged you. When you made a mistake in your family, you feel like I'm not good enough. I gotta do something to earn their love for me. Maybe you've done something in your life that other people will look down on and say, that's not good. You need to change. You gotta get better. You got to strive to have on new garments. And what happens is we start to put that on God sometimes. So in Kayla's vision, she said, God was rejecting the darkness, but he was not rejecting you. You're standing, you're trying to give God everything, but you're so aware, and the devil is so aware of your filthy garments sometimes. And God's answer to that is, remove, even though you didn't do anything to earn it, remove it, and I've taken away your iniquity, now be set free, I love you. And it's hard for us to believe that because it's like, no, I need to pay for my sin. I need to do something. It cannot just be I'm free. No. I can't, you can't just look at me and say, I'm one that's plucked up from the fire. Your blood was shed for me. No, there must be something I must do because I'm not good enough to just be forgiven like this. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you this, when Christians start to get this, not just in your mind, but in your heart, that you are in right standing with God. When it touches your heart, I'm trying to tell you, there's nothing that you won't do for God because you know that you're free. When people hear my story about me used to be a gay man, or when they hear about my family and my struggles, sometimes people want to keep those dirty clothes on me. They make you feel like you're not good enough, you're not loved, there's something you must do, you're not good enough to for God to forgive so many bad
things.
But I had to choose to believe that God, your blood speaks better than my past and my struggles. Yes, the world may say that I can be free, and there may be a lot of things that people are saying, God. But what you have done in my life for free, I will believe in it. Yes, I have, even now, yes, I may have on dirty clothes, but that does not stop you from speaking life over me, God. And this is not something to say that God wants you to stay in sin. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying receive God's mercy, so when you start to get your life together, He gets the glory and not how much you're trying to be a good Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read the next verse, verse 6, because now God will give us a charge. And the angel of the Lord solemnly assured Joshua, the next verse. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge over my courts, and I will give you the right of access among those who are. What's the next part?
Okay, I jumped.
So look what God does. God is now saying, now that you've come to me with dirty clothes, it's very simple, but it's very difficult for us as Christians. You have the devil accusing you about everything that you've even done, even last night. And you're wishing that you can just do something to get God to give you favor and love. But He rebukes Satan, and He simply says, now put new clothes on my son and my daughter. No one can boast about the good that they've done, because salvation is a free gift from God. So now that you're receiving this free gift and you have new clothes because of my blood being shed for you, now I get the glory. No one can say, look at me and look what I did, because I'm the only one that's good as God.
And then he says in verse 7,
now walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule with me, then I will give you honor amongst my family. You will have access to me. So it's not about evil and Taylor's dream. As God rejects the darkness and does not reject you, you're now being charged to walk in the way that's worthy of God.
You cannot stay the same.
Now that I've been set free, and I know that I'm no longer a gay man because God's blood has spoken for me, God's blood has redeemed me, That doesn't mean I continue to fellowship with the world and keep coming back to God. Give me new clothes, God. Go back and do something bad. Give me new clothes. That's not the way it's supposed to be done.
也不是说好像你一边在世界里面还在那边打转，然后又到神面前，又到世界，又到神面前，不是这个意思。
But the Lord says, I charge you, walk in my ways and keep my commandments, and then you will inherit more.
神对他说，你要遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你可以领受更多。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's go to one more verse in Luke 7.
在路加福音第七章。
And this is something else that the Lord gave me right before I came. It was in relation to the vision that Kayla had. Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 36.
七章三十六节，路加福音。七章三十六节。
And after this, we will pray.
然后之后我们来祷告。
Actually, let's just close our eyes for a second.
我们先把眼睛闭起来一下。
The Lord rebukes you, Satan. Satan is accusing you right now before the Father. And what God is saying is, I rebuke you, Satan. I silence you, accuser. Is this not my daughter that I've died for? Is this not my son that I plucked up from the fire? Lord, I rebuke the accusations of the enemy over our minds right now in Jesus' name. God, I'm asking right now, God, set us free from the accusations of Satan. Lord, help us to believe that you really do love us, God.
主啊，真的帮助我们，真的相信你爱我们。
Come on, rebuke unbelief.
斥责你不信。
God is saying right now, I rebuke you, accuser.
上帝说，仇敌啊，我现在斥责你。
You are my daughter that I have plucked up from the fire.
你是我的女儿，从火中捡出来的。
You are enough for me, God says.
神说你对我已经够了。
You are not too ugly. You are not too skinny. You are not too fat. You are perfect for me, God says.
神说你对我是一个美丽的，你不会太胖，你也不会太瘦，你不会太丑的。
You are not a failure.
你不是一个失败者。
You are not the mistakes of your family's history. You're not the mistakes of your past.
你不是你家庭过去的一个失败者。
Put new clothes on my daughter. Put new clothes on my son.
给我的儿子，我的女儿穿上新的衣服。
I'm for you. I'm for you, God.
我是为你的，神对你说，我是为你而来的。
Even if you're feeling confused and you feel like there's no way God can be bigger than my struggle right now.
尽管你觉得很混乱，你觉得好像神不可能在我这里面来帮助我们。
Come God, break off the lie, Father.
神啊，来断开这些谎言。
Break off the lie, God.
断开这些谎言。
It's actually pride to think that your struggle is bigger than God.
实际上这是一个很骄傲的事情，觉得你的困难比神还要更大。
You think it's humble to say, well, I know that I'm so bad and that's okay.
那也是说你觉得我太糟糕了，我不行。
No, it's actually prideful to think that God can't change your filthy garments.
这实在是一个很骄傲的想法，觉得说神不能够把你污秽的衣服弄干净。
Come, Lord God.
主啊，来。
He really loves you.
他真的很爱你。
You may not feel it all the time.
你不会常常是觉得这样子。
And your filthy garments may feel more real than God's grace and love.
你觉得你污秽的衣服比神的恩惠这些更真实。
But just receive it.
但领受。
Come Lord, I'm asking God for these young men and for these young women, God.
我为这些年轻的男女来祷告。
Let them believe that they've been plucked up from the fire, God. Let them believe that just because they're in the process, that they're not failures, they're not disappointments, God. Pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, if we want God to move freely through us, we have to believe in His mercy for us. Some of us are holding on to things that God has said, I've long forgotten them. Some of us are holding on to our mistakes when God is saying, I don't remember those mistakes anymore. Will you receive my love today? Alright, just one more scripture and then we can continue. Alright, this is Luke chapter 7, starting in verse 36. It says this. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house to recline at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment.
那这里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wipe them with her hair, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚。 哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Verse 39. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is touching him, for she is a
sinner."
I pray that I won't be one of these Christians.
that will look at
somebody from the LGBTQ or a prostitute or a drunkard or somebody who even have a lot of money. I pray that I won't look at them and judge them for wanting God.
我就说我不要成为那些好像责备别人那些同性恋的人，好像责备他们要来靠近神。
This woman is a sinner.
这个女人是一个罪人,
she's been through a lot in her life.
她经过很多的事情,
and she hears God is at the table. She hears God is around.
她知道神在这里, 神在这附近,
and she takes something that's so precious to her and she breaks it at his feet and she wipes his feet with her hair.
她带一个很珍贵的东西，然后在耶稣面前打破来，然后用那个来服侍耶稣。
She probably used, that ointment was costly. That ointment meant a lot to this woman. But just like Joshua, because she saw something in God, she said, listen, I can't just go to church. I can't just try to do something. I want to give him my very, very best.
她觉得我不能只是像平常这样去教会一样，我要把我最好的献给他。
And the Pharisee or the Christian of that time, he looks at her and says, if Jesus was a real prophet, he would not be fellowshipping with some broken woman.
那时候的这些法利赛人就说，如果他知道这个人是谁，是个先知的话，就不会跟这个人在一起。
And we think the same way about ourselves a lot of times.
我们这样也是想，我们自己也常这样想。
We can't see God or love, and we just have to go to church and just give him a little because our sins are so great.
我们的罪是这么大，我们只能这样去教会干什么的？
Let's look at verse 40. Let's look how God answered him.
然后我们看到那个耶稣怎么样回应他。
And Jesus answering said to him,
耶稣对他说,
Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered and said, say it, teacher.
西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。
He says, a certain moneylender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Sometimes when I see people in worship and they're crying, it was a girl here yesterday. She's screaming out for God, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what God has done for her.
Sorry.
Let me say it slower.
Yes.
I saw a girl here worshiping very hard yesterday. Even myself, sometimes when I'm in worship, I'm going crazy. I might even hit somebody. And I look at people like that, and I'm thinking, what has God done for that person?
Because
he says, two people had a debt.
两个人都欠了钱,
one for a little, one for much. Like 有些, he had to be owed a lot of money.
有些人一点点,
then he said, which one do you think will love me more? Which one do you think will love the one who I forgave?
Oh, 你说哪一个人会爱主爱得更多呢? 哪一个人会得到赦免更多呢?
Verse 43.
43节,
Simon answered, the one I suppose for whom he counseled the larger debt.
基本回答说,
and he said to him, you have judged rightly.
耶稣说,
then turning toward the woman, he said, Simon, do you see this woman?
于是转过来向着女人,便对西门说,
I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
你看见这女人,我进了你的家,你没有给我水洗脚,但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚,用头发擦干。
You gave me no kiss from the time I came in, and she has not stopped kissing my feet.
你没有给我亲嘴,但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment.
你没有用油抹我的头,但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
所以我告诉你们,她许多的罪都赦免了。
For she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
因为她的爱多,但那赦免少的,她的爱就少。
Now I don't know how to continue with this. I don't know, because I'm feeling like I just want to just weep.
我不知道要怎么样去说,我觉得我里面就是只想要哭。
Because I'm being real with you, I struggle with this myself.
因为我自己这样也这样挣扎过。
This woman did not even do anything. All she did was see God. She poured out her love before him.
这个女人没做什么,只是在耶稣面前把她爱倾倒出来。
And he forgave her even before she could go do anything good.
他赦免她,在她能够做任何事情,好的事情之前,神就赦免她。
He looked at Joshua and just simply changed his clothes before he told him to get up and sin no more.
在他叫他说你回去,不要再犯罪之前,是谁把他的衣服,给脏的衣服拿掉。
And even in this story, he looks at the woman and he says, your faith has made you better, now go sin no more.
然后在这里也是说你的信使你得死。 Sorry.
Yeah. He looked at the woman and said, your faith has healed you.
你的信使你得到医治。
Now get up and sin no more.
起来,不要再犯罪了。
So I feel the Lord's presence on this part of receiving his forgiveness before we can do anything to earn it.
今天信就说在... Break it down, sorry.
Okay, sorry. It's okay, okay. It's okay. Holy Spirit, help us.
Yes.
I feel the Lord's presence.
我感受到神的同在。
For us to receive his forgiveness before we can earn it or try to strive to get him to love us. The kingdom of this world has influenced our minds so much. The world says, if you want my love, you have to earn my love.
在世界告诉我们,如果你要得着我的爱,你要赢得我的爱。
The world says, I will only give you my love.
这世界说,我只会给你我的爱。
If you continue to please me or do things for me that will make me love you.
你要继续讨我喜欢,让我觉得我爱你。
But once you stop doing things that I like, I don't love you anymore.
如果你没有做我喜欢的,我就不会再来爱你。
Jesus said, this woman who poured out her best for me
这个耶稣说,
has done it because she knows how much she needs to be forgiven. See, when life is just always good and this and you have the American dream, it's hard to maintain a fire for God.
在这个美国里面, 什么都,
But when you see your need for Him, there's nothing that you will not lay down on the altar.
当你感觉到你对他需要的时候，你不会放下，你会放下一切在他的祭坛面前。
We need God to set us free from this guilt.
我们要神来释放我们从这个罪疚感里面出来。
Okay, we can pray. We can have God complete the worship team to come.
我们可以敬拜团出来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Does this make sense?
你明白吗？
Do you receive the vision from Kayla?
你可以收到Kayla所领受的意思吗？
I want us to yield to that vision. Kayla, you can come up also so we can just pray.
请你一起来祷告。我想跟着这个意向。
Those are just like God gave me those scriptures this morning.
神给我这些经文。
I feel like the Lord wants to really, really, really change our filthy garments today.
我觉得神要来改变我们这污秽的衣服。
That we won't continue to hold on to sins of the past or even the sins of yesterday. Let me tell you, revival will come out of Bread of Life Church. But not a revival that dies after 3 days. Not a revival that will stop because the event is now no longer continuing.
Oh, 或者是, sorry.
Not a revival that will stop because the event is over.
Oh, 因为那个聚会结束就没有了。
A revival that will continue to press into God beyond our mistakes.
那个复兴是我们会在错误中不断往前的那个复兴。
I know for myself, I'm carrying things that I've done. Even from my past, I'm carrying these things. And I'm thinking that God is rejecting me and not just the darkness.
我过去做了一些事情，错误的事情，有时候觉得说神会拒绝我。
I'm thinking I cannot approach Him because I'm so filthy with my mistakes.
我觉得我那么肮脏，我没有办法靠近他。
Oh, but that is the devil. God says, come to me with your brokenness.
那是仇敌的想法。神说，带着你破碎来到我的面前。
Come to me with your insecurities.
带着你的不安全感来到他面前。
You are not that bad.
你不是那样的糟。
You are not a failure.
你不是一个失败者。
Yes, you have something that I want to deal with.
你生命中是我有一些东西要对付的。
But I already dealt with it because of my son.
因为我的儿子，所以我已经对付这些事情了。
I dealt with your struggle on the cross.
我在十架上来对付你，来解决你的挣扎。
Now when you repent for pride,
你可以从你的骄傲里面整个回转吗？
Pride is thinking that I can do great things in your life.
我觉得你生命中好像没有办法做伟大的事情，这些东西。
Pride of thinking that I will reject you because you feel like you're not good enough.
That is
not the heart of God. He's not judging you. He's not chasing you away from Him. You're calling yourself an atheist only because you're calling yourself an atheist only because you think that He can't forgive your sin. You're only being a person that goes to church. That's all you're doing. Because you think that your sin is too much for God. Oh, but this is why it's good news. It's good news because He's removing the filthy garments. All because He loves you. You didn't do anything. All because He loves you, He's setting you free. The God of Jerusalem rebukes the accusations of Satan. The God who has knitted you in your mother's womb.
那个神造你在母腹中的那位,
He rebukes the accusations of Satan.
他斥责一直向你控告的撒旦,
Come Lord, set us free in this place, God.
神啊，来使我们的自由。
I ask from us tonight. And I felt like he showed me the two most important aspects of relationship. Our honesty and communication. And I felt like God was asking us to be honest with him about where we are at. And I found myself saying, God, I feel tired, but I want you. And I felt him smiling because I was willing to be honest. And I feel like there's an invitation into that honesty to you. And maybe you're struggling with even wanting
it.
Maybe you are tired or cold or a burden. But God can handle it all. And he's wanting to meet you with compassion and comfort. And you're not embarrassing to him. Even if you find yourself distracted, I feel like he's saying, just be honest with me and say that you want me. Or if you're struggling with wanting me, just say that you want my help with wanting him. And even the Bible verse that says, help my unbelief, I feel like God wants to answer that. So Jesus, bring comfort to your people. Allow us to be honest with ourselves and with you. You see everything. You are a bright spotlight.
And
you see our true state. And you do not reject us. God, allow us to be honest with you. And allow us to cry out for you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel like God is just saying that I'm bigger than your struggle. I'm bigger than your insecurity. There's a Bible verse that says that he's a high and holy God. He sits in heaven. But he also sits with those who are repentant in their heart. That he sits in heaven. But he also sits with those who are contrite in spirit. Now, to be contrite in spirit, it does not mean you're being hard on yourself. It's simply you saying, God, I know this thing. It's hindering me. But I want you more than this struggle. That is what a contrite heart looks like. It looks like someone who is not okay with the struggle in their life. And they don't want to give up on God. And that is so encouraging. Because he could have said, I am a high and holy God, and I only choose to dwell with the perfect people. He could have said, I'm a high and holy God, and I only want to sit with those who do everything good in their life. But he did not say that. He said, I am a high and holy God, and I sit with those who are broken in their spirit. I sit with those who are crushed in their heart. Those are the people I sit with, so that I can revive them. so that I can restore them. So that I can break off their chains because I love them. And we refuse to stay in Gilgal. We refuse to think that you can love us in our struggle. Forgive us for believing the lies of the devil that says you're going to reject us and chase us away. No, you're going to embrace us and clothe us. You want to embrace us and redeem us, God. So Holy Spirit, pierce through every lie right now. In Jesus' name. I know we're behind time, but if anybody wants prayer for this rejection and this guilt to fall off of you, please come so we can pray together. And Caleb will pray, I will pray. Oh, I'm not rejected, Lord. So much grace, so much grace. I'm not rejected. I am loved. I'm not rejected. Lord, you love me, yes, you do. Lord, God wants to heal the hearts that have been broken by tradition. There's been so much hurt because of family tradition that doesn't go with what the Bible says. Family tradition that has taken over the culture of God's kingdom. There's been tradition that has caused pain in some of our hearts here. And we feel like tradition is more important than what the Bible tells us to how to live.
So I'm asking
that God will heal every broken heart where tradition has hurt you. Tradition has made you feel ugly and not good enough. Tradition has made you feel like it deserves more honor than God's kingdom, God's ways. God, I'm asking that Bread of Life Church will walk in your kingdom. That they will walk in the culture of the kingdom, God. We will lay down even tradition for the sake of Jesus having his way. Oh God, Lord, help us to radically love you, God. Help us to choose in your ways beyond our tradition and our culture, God. We want Jesus to be seen in us. We want our lives to point to Jesus. Oh God. Where tradition has hurt us, God, come and heal us.
Hallelujah! See, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! somebody love much. You've been forgiven much. You love much.
存在心。